Now the superintendent of the Marysville Public Schools, Dr. Sean Whiteman. Dr. Whiteman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, what's Marysville School District doing this downtime?
Well, yesterday we just released a communication to all of our parents and families. You know, this school closure is going to be going on until April 6th, and maybe even beyond that. In the communication, we shared, you know, some information about food distribution. We also have communicated an academic plan moving forward. We have supplemental online learning resources that we're making available to our families until we return back into our schools. And on these different types of websites, families can go to and work with their kids on some skills that can continue to work towards their academic abilities moving forward in the district.
Is schoolwork optional for these students at this point, or are teachers still issuing homework with deadlines and things like that?
Well, right now, the goal is to provide supplemental resources that reinforce previous instruction on topics or concepts that have been already covered in our school prior to the state-mandated shutdown. So that basically means that no new instruction or assessments will be given during the time period, and likewise, the resources are considered to be optional. Students won't be graded on this by staff. So when we get back, teachers will provide new learning experiences and curricula when classes resume. So this is all supplemental. We just want to reinforce what's been already taught in the classroom.
What if school doesn't resume this school year? That's a possibility. Some states have just canceled the rest of the school year. What if that happens in Michigan?
That's going to be a major concern, and you know, I'd have to meet my administrative team, and we'd have to reevaluate what it is that we're going to be doing moving forward. We were actually days away from completing our third marking period and transitioning into our fourth quarter, and if this does happen, we're going to have to reevaluate that and possibly figure out a way of getting more to our families and to our students between now and the end of the year. I've had a number of phone calls, a number of email communications. Everybody's concerned about state testing. You know, our juniors were scheduled to take the SAT, and that's one of the most important tests that they take, because that assessment score will allow them to either be accepted or not accepted in the school of their choice. We had kindergarten information night that we had to cancel across the district. We've got prom that we're putting on hold, and we're hopeful that we can get back to school to have that take place. The honors programs that we have, even commencements, how is that going to look? Are we going to need to delay that, have a commencement in December for our current seniors this year, or are they even willing to come back? Are they going to receive their high school diplomas? In Marysville, we're going to do everything we can to get their diplomas. So there's a lot of things that are out there that we're very concerned about, and if the state does decide to make a decision like Kansas and to close for the remainder of the year, these questions and answers are going to need to be, have to be figured out and ironed out for all of our kids. And that's just not here in Marysville. Of course, that's around the country.
Yeah. You mentioned getting food to students. What's the district doing for those students that might need food during this time?
Well, first, I want to share with everybody, you know, I'm very, very proud of our kitchen staff, our cooks that came in and volunteered their time to come in and prepare meals on this past Wednesday. We served over 3,490 meals to vehicles that came in. We actually ran out of food, to be honest with you, and we're doing our best to make sure that that doesn't happen again. But we had cars parked all the way out on, the, you know, all the way backed up on a number of different roads to get into Marysville to get the meal and everything. But what we've got planned is we have an actual form for people to fill out so we can figure out how many people we can expect to be here. We're scheduled to on Tuesday next week, March 24th, provide the meal service for people to come in. You can just drive up. We'll provide the meals. You tell us how many kids you have. You don't have to be a Marysville student to get the meals. And our individuals who are working for us and volunteering will come out curbside and hand those meals to those families. We're also going to provide it over spring break on Tuesday, March 31st. We're going to be doing the same thing as well. So a lot of the schools in the area are doing this. It's important to make sure that our kids receive the nourishment that they need. We're doing the meals are actually for an entire week, excluding weekends. And we're doing our part to get through this whole It's really, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone, to be honest with you, Paul.
We all do. Yeah, it feels like a science fiction movie a lot of the time. For parents and students who need to be up to date or need to be kept up to date on the latest information, where do they turn for that information? Where can they get the latest information from the Marysville School District?
You can go directly to our website, and you can click on the communications that we have already posted. Our latest one came out yesterday. We're also posting onto our Facebook page the same information so that parents can access it in multiple ways. Every week, I'm doing my best to make sure that everybody gets information, the most current information, and it seems like it's changing by the hour, and I'm making sure that everybody gets the most accurate information about what's happening in our schools, what the expectations are, and what are the things that are coming out from our governor with all the executive orders. It seems like we're getting an executive order every other day and so on. So we're doing our best to make sure that everybody's available to get that information on our webpage.
All right. We'll check again soon for the latest updates. Dr. Whiteman, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
All right. Take care.